Parliament yesterday failed to meet the two-thirds majority required under Article 2913 to carry through the amendment to make November 7 Election Day. Heated debates characterized the second reading of the bill, which sought to amend the entrenched Article 1124 of the 1992 Constitution to ensure effective and smooth transition of government. While the minority members were against the passage of the bill on the grounds that the Electoral Commission is not ready to conduct the polls in November, the majority caucus advanced the argument that the amendment will give ample time for the right procedures to be followed in a transition and eliminates the acrimony that comes up with the current short presidential transition period. After secret voting on the amendment, 125 voted in favour, while 95 voted against. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Marietta Brewer-Pierpong, who moved the motion for the debate on the constitutional amendment, justified the essence of the amendment. She said it will cure the insufficient period for a smooth transition from one government to the other. Here is a report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Nloji and Augustus Akwey.
The rejection of the amendment implies that Ghanaians will go to the polls on the 7th of December instead of the proposed 7th November this year. Government, through the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, tabled the Constitution Amendment Bill 2016 in the House on the 28th of June this year. The Speaker referred the bill to the Council of State for advice, and within 1 week, the Council returned the bill to the MPs for consideration and passage. The debates leading to the decision to reject the amendment was intense. The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajaho, declared the result after the secret ballot.
Honourable members, the results of the secret ballot are as follows. The ayes, 125. Noes, 95. Article 291, clause 3, requires that Parliament needs at least the votes of two-thirds of all members of Parliament to approve the bill at the second reading stage. And that two-thirds is 184, because the two-thirds of 275 is 183.3333 recurring. And therefore, the Constitution Amendment Bill 2016 is rejected at the second reading.
Prior to the vote, the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Marietta Brewer-Pierpong, made a strong case for the amendment.
The one-month period for the transition from one government to the other has over the years proven insufficient, particularly in instances where there is a runoff election, as was the case in 2000 and 2008. Mr. Speaker, the change in the date for the elections from 7th December to the first Monday of November in an election year has certain advantages for our electoral system. Having the elections on a predetermined day of the week also avoids the inconvenience associated with some days of the week, such as Fridays and Sundays, which have the tendency of affecting voter turnout.
The chairman of the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee, Magnus Amuate, told the plenary that all the participants at the public forum on the amendment unanimously agreed with the change in the date for the conduct of the general elections. The committee recommended the passage of the bill, but this was rejected by the House.